Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm the director at the Online School of Qi Energy Training. I have with me today Sifu Jones, and he's going to talk to you about what type of person makes the best student for the School of Qi Energy. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yeah, I often get that question asked to me, and I wanted to kind of go over what really does make a good student and that would do well at the School of Qi Energy. And it may surprise you what the answer would be like, because a lot of times people would think, well, you got to be real smart or pretty bright guy to join a school like that. It really isn't a case that that would be true. What you're really having to deal with is the way energy works. And what we have found out that Qi energy, or the stuff that people call Qi, Ki, it's named all sorts of different kind of stuff like prana, and depending on the type of energy work you would go into. But what we really found out it is bioenergy or biophotons. When you break up bioenergy, it really is in the way of biophotons, or a type of form of light. And light has this electromagnetic component to it. And so everybody puts off these biophotons, and what we do in the school is teach people how to harness this. But just like you wouldn't have to know how the engine works in a vehicle to drive a car, and you could certainly drive a car with not knowing anything about the engine, the same thing would be true in the school. You wouldn't really have to know that much about how quantum physics work or biophotons work in order to do well at this. You really just need to learn how to take directions and then learn particular energy exercises. But even the exercises that you learn are not hard. So it doesn't take muscles or somebody who's strong or has a lot of brawn to do well in the school. It really takes more of a person that would do a disciplined way through it, or get into a habit of doing a regular exercise every day and do this exercise in a very precise way, and they would do really well in a school like ours. So it isn't really the smartest, the brightest, or the strongest type of person that does well. A lot of times it's just that type of a person that likes to do something on a daily basis, or likes to form a habit that they can do in this particular way. And the cool thing about doing a habitual thing like we teach is the synergism effects that it has for your body. It really does, since it is an energy exercise, it really does amp up the energy for you. And a lot of times it's through your emotional content will go up, no matter what it is emotional-wise. You feel it in such a bigger way. And wasn't that true when you first learned to go through this school, that way back when, that it really was your emotions that were affected?
Well, I was always taught to be loving and very aware of my emotions when I did energy work. I never realized that actually guiding electrically through the nerve fiber system, that I could over-amplify that. And when I started learning, it was more like electricity, and how to manage that better with the transfers, the cool temperature and a good feeling. Then my emotions started leveling off. But if I was not really paying attention to that transfer that day, there was a cause and effect where I was over-emotional.
I came into this thing learning it from a martial art point of view, and so I add a lot of emotion into everything I did anyway, and so I usually ended up just having really bad side effects. And most people will learn how Qi energy or this bioenergy actually works. If you try to go through it in a muscle type way, or this Superman type mentality that you can actually muscle this type of an electrical process, it really just leads to all sorts of bad side effects for you, and the energy really just always comes out in this destructive way. I came into it almost the opposite way as you did, because you were trying on the healing inside of it, and I was kind of learning the destructive end of Qi to begin with, too. But when I started realizing how many destructive things it was doing to my own body, and really started studying the science behind how this bioenergy actually affected your inner body, your automatic systems, your immune system, the way that you deal with other people is affected by your energy work. And when I found all this information out, I really changed from the way I was doing it in a destructive way, because it was just getting me into a lot of arguments with fights with everybody, including my own family. As I went over to learning a cool side to this bioenergy or chi, and started doing it in a better feeling type of way, I made so many better gains, because I knew it was in building the nerve fiber system of your body up. I mean, that is the electrical part of your body. So it was a matter of how do you build that in the most effective way. And what we really found out, that since it is a form of electrical energy, or this electricity, it acts just like electricity does. You really need to do it in a much better way than what most people will teach out there. It isn't the best way to learn this in a Superman type way. So that type of person really doesn't make out the best when they come in that type of mentality. And neither does somebody who's really smart, because they have a tendency to just like overthink everything. And it's the person that just comes in matter of fact that I want to learn this, and I'm going to try to learn to the best of my ability. Those type of people seem to succeed so much easier and so much better in a school like ours, don't they?
Yes, and even myself, I came in with an intellectual understanding about metaphysical things and the meridians, and now that I understand it's electricity, and when there's a blockage, it doesn't mean that there's an emotion that's stuck there. It means that my nerve fibers have been over-amplified with electricity, and I could have amplified it with emotional content, obviously. So this is a much better understanding, where I don't need to get into my personal life or anybody else's to make effective change with electricity, especially building up this type of quality of energy with the biophotons containing over and over again a good feeling and a very nice temperature. So as the build level goes up, it stays good feeling and cool. And if you guide it through that area, the issue, the problem, physical, whatever it is, completely subsides, because the nerve fibers start to repair and become good feeling and cool and don't hold that electrical charge there anymore. That is a much better understanding than trying to figure out what emotional content was lodged in my knee. So, to me, it's a godsend.
Well, an awful lot of people do kind of try to teach this type of a thing in a metaphysical type way. They add all this type of stuff and make it really super complicated, so that you really would almost need to have gone to college or certainly be pretty smart to understand what they're even talking about. And what I really found was that most of the stuff that you find, and I'm teaching a metaphysical type way, that there is very little practical application to what they were teaching you. What we're trying to show in the school is practical application all the way through, things that you can feel in this physical, tangible way, that you can see yourself getting better. You go through all these different tests and different ways of using your bioenergy that you would think that were pretty hard or would be impossible to do maybe, but simply being taught a step-by-step way gets you through there, and you can see yourself improve all along the way. And in most type of energy work, you really don't see the steady progression, do you?
No, not at all, because you're so not really understanding, and you're taking on faith what you're doing instead of cause and effect. You may learn how to place your hands in a procedure and let energy flow through you, but what is this energy that's flowing through you? Where does it gather from? Many different systems have a way of gathering it, but still it's not known. It's electricity. And Super Jones, you taught me it's a relaxation thing. You have to guide electricity with kid gloves with these types of attributes. And we pause and recalibrate these attributes all the time.
You really do if you want the best out of your energy work. We have found that if you study how heat affects your body, it really does affect it bad ways at times. As you heat your body up too much, you have a tendency to burn anything from pheromones to causing hormones to come out of your body in way too much of a way, comparatively speaking, to the way they normally come out. And so you do have a tendency to be over-emotional a lot of times when you first getting into energy work. And even those people that first get into our stuff, you know, because they have had to do other type of systems in such a hard or own factor type of way, they have a tendency to do that with our system too. And then, of course, they run in right into bad habits. And we tell them right off the bat, try to do this in this good feeling and cool way, and you build up your energy that way. That's the best way to build it. And, of course, as soon as they start doing it that way, they make so many more gains and they start doing so much better because all aspects of their life has improved in such a dramatic way when you do it the right way.
Well, you've told me that the sodium-potassium pump increases, the metabolic rate goes up, and just expels toxins faster because you're building up that type of energy over and over and over again with particular attributes. And since it's mistake-driven, it's the mistakes that get you better. I'm so prone to not wanting to make a mistake. It really taught me how to make mistakes and make gains with seeing, oh, I can make this adjustment. It's just that easy.
It really is just this ability. If you have the ability to do a 30-minute workout a day, you can do really well at energy work. If, you know, the people that would put in that time, they do specific exercises that we teach them how to do, they would see these regular gains, and you really would see this increase in your chi. And one of the ways that we know that your energy is going up is through trying that chi palm test that we show on our website. They bounce this energy back and forth from one hand to the other, and as you feel that energy go up in power and you feel it stronger and stronger, well, you obviously know something is working well. So that's how you're going to realize whether you do that. Sometimes people will take that, the Qi Palm test that we're doing there, as a exercise in and of itself, and not really. It's not really an exercise that's going to build up your Qi very quickly at all. It really is what we use just to test that you can see your chi is building up, but the exercises that we actually teach, they're really low aerobic impact. Any kid can do them, or any person that's really old. You don't have to be in good shape to be, in order to build up the inner nerve fiber system of your body. That's the cool thing about it. We show the exercises in a couple of different ways so that if you're not in very good shape at all, that you could still do it. Really, the best type of students that can come into the school are those that are willing to do the work. If you're willing to do a 30-minute exercise at this type of energy work where you can literally pull off some of the things that we talk about in the school, and it really wouldn't take you that long to do it, will it?
Oh, not at all. I just completed a session with a month two student, and he couldn't believe he could move the straw with bioenergy in a good feeling and cool way. I was delighted for him that he was excited about it. But that's only a 2 to 5 minute exercise. His primary exercise is what got him there to see that he could move an object in that way.
And a lot of people do, when they talk about telekinesis or something like that, they, again, think of this Superman thing or this Superman way of doing things. And really, doing anything in that way when you're dealing with electricity has a tendency to give you bad side effects. And avoid bad side effects if you just realize you're dealing with the electrical part of your body and you're building that part up. You want to do that in the best way for your body, and that really is using this tri-concept of this good feeling and cool chi along with a form. And as we teach you the form that you're going to use to build up your body, it really is an easy thing to do, and most people pick up on it very quickly. And if you're the type of person that could see yourself doing a 30-minute exercise a day, you should really check out our school. Try it out for a month. If this is something that you just see, well, this wouldn't work for you, we'd certainly just send you your money back, and you'd be not obligated for anything else. But for those people who really do want to go to this new level and actually be able to do something physical with their energy, this is the place to come, and we can show you all sorts of cool things that will do that for you. Thanks a lot.